Well, they're back from a mission trip 2014 to West Virginia. Woo, 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 woo. Who am I giving this to? Am I starting this off with Mike? All right, Michael.
Yeah, I'm not even going to look at you. All right. I know. All right. Hello, everybody. All right. So this mission trip was amazing, and we want to thank everybody that helped us with funds and by praying for us the entire time. But every year, everyone wonders why we go to West Virginia, why every year to the same place, we see the same people, and we help those who are in West Virginia. But after my fifth year of seeing every bit of growth, from watching children grow up to adults growing in their faith as well as being blessed daily, and watching our trip grow and then shrink and then grow and shrink, but watching them grow into the hardest working group I've ever seen, that cares for others without asking, and seeing myself go from a nervous, strange guy 5 years ago that was up here, didn't want to talk, to this guy. Yes. Oh wait, hold on. Standing on stage, talking amazes me today and yesterday and every day since I became a Christian, since I started to believe, walk, and follow God. That every day we're blessed to wake up, blessed to have what we have, and to be where we are. God has something for all of us, and yes, we may be confused. We may be at a plateau of where we are with God and what He wants us to do. But being at a plateau, thinking God must not need me or there's nothing that we can do, but there is a reason for everything, including the past 11 years we've spent in West Virginia. If God didn't want us here or there, He wouldn't let us go. Just like if He didn't want us to have our job, we can get fired. If He didn't want us to have a car, we can get into an accident. And if He didn't want us here on earth, or our need here on earth is no longer, we can die. Gotta be straight. And if he didn't want us hanging out or dating somebody that's not right for us, that He could take them away from us by pushing them away, moving them somewhere else. It's just how God is. He wants our attention, He wants our love, and He wants it. He wants our attention, our love, and our life, not just in pieces. He wants all of it. He wants us to give Him our everything. God has us here on Bertha Hill, which is where we were, for something special. For these people, it's not because we're comfortable there. It's something outside of our comfort zone, moving heavy items from corner to corner or rocks, from roofing, painting, cleaning, or organizing. We were brought to this earth to be a blessing to God. Wherever He brings us, so yes, there are people in other countries, states, and towns hurting, distressed, and in need. But we are only 11. We are only 11 that represent this church, which is a small portion of this church. We may continue to go to the same place, but every year God provides and gets us there. Never a nope, not this year. He shows us a way, and are to follow. Maybe God wants to work in your life and wants you to be ready and willing to. Ready and willing. So hear all 10 testimonies, and just listen and let God work through you. But as well as that, before I go into my testimony, in Philippians 2, 1 through 4, it says, "Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit and any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being the same mind, maintaining the same love, and united in the Spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, but the humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." Our group this year was united, and we became one of the best groups that we've had so far. And it was an honor with my wife to lead these 9 people to West Virginia and be able to do what we did this year. This year was amazing, like I said, by having a united group. It brought us together so much. We had a great team fellowship and worked hard together. It was so nice seeing the Kyle's family that said hi to everybody. And we got to see where their house is planned out to be and where in the fall it's going to start to come about. This year, God showed me that even the little things matter. It's not just about the big picture or the big whatever we're looking focused on. God had me doing everything little, from mowing lawns and weed whacking to cleaning out a toddler pool that you would never think that is something big for somebody. Cleaning and organizing, which seems to be my new job as per Zach. But building relationships is also one of the most important things to build on and make sure that they're staying in the right mind frame. These kids may not have it all, meaning the kids in West Virginia. They may not look the best when you meet them. They may not look the best when you meet them. You'll understand why we go, but they may not look the best. They may not smell great. They may not be dressed the way that you would want them to be, but there's actually a lady on the trip that got so overwhelmed by how they are living on the hill and all the ways that they are that she wanted to adopt all of them, but she can't do that. This year I met Aubrey. She's 4. She lived at the house we worked at. And the small project that I did that she was so excited about was her pool. It was filled underneath the deck with dog hair and cigarettes and water, mud, dirt, all kinds of stuff that I wouldn't stick anything in because it looked like it would just die. But I took it out and I said, I'll fill the pool with water and you can go swimming. She's like, you'll do that for me? I said, yes. So the day before I filled the pool and cleaned the pool, she went in her room and tore it into shreds and came out with her bathing suit and she said, Grandma, this is my bathing suit. Don't lose it. I'm going swimming tomorrow. But the pool was black, so it's had to have been since last year since she went in it. Every year we go back, we all get remembered as the New York team. They get so excited to have normal people come and stay near them. And by being with Sandy, the homeowner, was so exciting for us to be there helping her. And it showed me that we need to look at our life and be grateful because these people had stuff. But whatever they had, we would look at it as garbage and we would throw it out in the trash. But all their items are priceless objects and they love every single one of them, even if it's broken, cracked, damaged, stinks, anything. But it's theirs. It's what they own. God has had us working in a place that isn't perfect to make us look at our lives and make them into more something we should be living with our hearts and minds focused on God, not the things in this world. We make idols of how there's people that come to this church, but they're still living with the world. This trip was truly God-led, and the Spirit of God was alive and still is. Thank you.
So every year I do my testimony, I get emotional. I'm going to try my hardest, but you know me, so okay. And also my testimonies are always all over the place. They don't go in any specific order. It's just everything on my heart. I just put them 8 pages of paper, but I promise I read fast. All right. Back when I had our first mission trip meeting, I said, let's keep the fire for God going now and not wait till the trip to get on fire going again, because that seems to be a common theme. It was a blessing to see for a few that was the case, but for me, well, Satan knew that I wanted to come on fire and threw a wrench in my life at the end of February. My life changed a bit with a private situation, and I grew to be an angry person I did not recognize. I still prayed daily, but reading fell to the wayside. I tried to keep on going and not let Satan win totally, and he didn't. I now feel not as angry or sad, and I'm almost at the forgiving point in my life. I'm a work in progress. This trip, the power of prayer just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like just seeing the love around the church, the laying of hands on each other in the time of need, or just to pray over each other. When you let the Spirit of God lead things, it's just amazing what could happen. And I got to see that all week with myself, with the group, with other groups, just the power of prayer. If you've never experienced it, you're missing out. It's just amazing when you can go to somebody and ask, like, I'm going through something, please pray over me. It doesn't sound like a lot, but when you lay hands over somebody going in need, whether they're sick or they're feeling down or they feel like they just have this depression on them, it really works wonders. Like If you don't know for sure if God is the ruler of your life, heart, mind, and soul, you're missing out on true life. Psalm 139:24 says, "Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." That's a verse that was read in our devotional this week and my personal time, and I've read it a lot of times over the last few years. I think God's trying to show me something. That verse is so powerful to me. I just think of how many times I or we do that, offend our God. I know ones that stand out to me as anger, cursing, jealousy, bitterness, lying, etc. Those offend our God so much it's as if we're spitting on his face. It breaks my heart when I sit and realize what I do or have done, but he never gives up on me, and he never gives up on us. Being a leader, I really took seriously what it means to be an example. If you want to be an example of a Christian, it takes a lot of prayer and asking for prayer from others, which I did daily. And I was going through a lot this week, and somehow they knew it without me even saying it, and they prayed, and it was like, I'll get into that. It's like when little kids look up to a parent, grandparent, siblings, etc. If we are those figures who are angry, fighting, cursing, yelling, dealing with situations poorly, they're sponges. They will follow your lead. Not that my group was little kids, but what respect would we have gotten if we weren't aiming to be the light and letting God shine through us? If Michael and I were fighting or not handling things with prayer, why would we expect our group to do the same? It had its tough moments from start to finish, but by the grace of God, this was the most unified group I have ever seen. At some points, I thought, what if I'm not doing a good job as a leader? I had some very anxious points, and some people in the group knew it without me saying anything. And it was prayed for, which I found out about at the end of the trip. And my anxiety was lifted away. By the trip's end, someone said something in the van ride home that encouraged me so much and validated that this is God's calling for Michael and I. This trip was what it was because of you two. The way you two communicated with each other and the way you were with us made us want to follow suit. I'm paraphrasing because it was two people and I jumbled it together. But now I don't say that to say, oh, hey, look at us. I say it to say, wow, how amazing is our God that he not only took away my anxiety, but he made me into something this week I didn't know was possible. My life has changed because I feel so connected with God, more so than ever in my 11 years as a believer. Another thing that hit me hard on the trip was one evening our group was doing our nightly debrief. When we'd get together, we'd talk about our highs and lows, and the topic of youth leaders came up. They were sharing past leaders before Mike Chiazzo, and I went to bed that night, and it hit me. That's now me and Destiny. We are the ones teens will know as their youth leaders. When my mom asked me to do it, I said yes after some prayer. I took it as, okay, two times a month, I do a lesson, play a game. But no, it's so much more than that. God wants so much more than that attitude. He wants my whole heart in it, and now it's there 100%. I have so many plans in my head for our youth. I want to go out in the community and make a difference. I want to work alongside my mom and Destiny and come up with awesome things to do with the teens because they are the future of the church. And I want them to see how serious it is and give them my all. But again, I can only do that when I realize it's not me, it's God in me, because without God at the center of everything, it will fall apart. And that goes with every area of your life. I am so very grateful for all the prayers and support from our church body, helping us with bake sales, fairs, etc. It helps us as a group tremendously, and it's so very appreciated. I'm also going to just pass around the picture so you can put a face to who we help. This is Sandy and Aubrey. So while the rest of them are talking, you could just put a face.
Okay, so didn't really prepare anything, so if I'm bombing here, we always had a plan B for me, so did Mike, you know? So if I have a heart attack, you know what to do. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Brandon, a.k.a. Tex, a.k.a. Muscles Marinara, a.k.a. Security, a.k.a. What was that other one, Willie? Raul. Those are all my names. Anybody who actually knows me doesn't know I'm not a very good speaker. So, yeah. What I learned, what I got from this trip. Willie, plan B, plan B, plan B. What's it called? Yeah. During this trip, I came in not really expecting to grow in a relationship with God or anything like that, really. More of like just to be there, you know, get away from everything for a week. you know. And kind of a slow process, but I felt the change come through me just a tiny bit, you know. Yeah. Willie knows. But it wasn't that much until at least Wednesday. Willie knows why, because, you know, he was praying over me and stuff. And kind of nudge right there. I could know while he was praying. He felt the presence I haven't felt in. Can't say I've ever felt it before, but yeah. Felt the presence of God, actually. Don't clap yet. Don't clap. I'm not done. That's a call. But yeah. Soon after that happened, I started doing some other things I usually wouldn't do, like this per se for one. Yeah. And I actually had to push Danielle up on over to go talk to some people about praying over her at one point, you know, she could say yes. She's nodding her head for those who are not looking. Yeah. But I don't know, I kind of felt led to do that in a way, just calling out to do that, you know? No? Yes? Okay. Lily, play B. Play B. So. I'm drawing a blank here, so just gonna say it. That's it.
Place I've ever been. Like, they say, like, the mind's the devil's playground, and I've always struggled with, like, anxiety and OCD, and all these different things, and he was kind of, like, hammering me with everything, and, like, I felt like my thoughts weren't the way they, like, usually are, like, they were just really bad, and it was just getting worse and worse and worse. And I just felt like I was changing, and I didn't like that. I was changing for, like, the worst. So I was really nervous for this mission trip. So I got onto the trip, and as my group knows, I kind of was having, like, emotional breakdowns a lot. And I was, like, anxious on and off even towards the end of the trip. And then, like, a lot, like, the devil started making me feel like I was something I wasn't, and he was telling me that, like, I'm defeated, and I felt defeated, like, I felt like I was just stuck, and there was no way I was getting anywhere. Then, and he also made me feel like I was kind of poison for the group, like, maybe I shouldn't be on this trip or whatever, and, like, that hurt me, because I was like, what if I'm really not? I don't want to mess other people up. And then, as the trip went on, like, God showed me that, that I was there for a purpose, because he started using me, and he said, like, Tuesday, I did something called the Popsicle Ministry, and I was with Jared and the two Kayazo girls, and we went up the hill and walked around and invited people to the pig roast that was going to be on that Friday, whatever. And also, like, telling people that BBS is still this week and all that stuff. So we get down, and we're walking down the roads, whatever. Then we get down to this one road, and it's, like, a dead end. And there's this lady and some of her kids, whatever. And the kids are, like, running to their mom, like, somebody's here. Like, you could just tell that. And I was like, hey. And she's like, I told her about it, and she's like, my kids actually were looking at the BBS sign and said, like, I wanted to go, but I didn't let them because I thought they couldn't go if they missed the first step. So then that
the next VBS that we had, they were there, and they were just so happy, and I was so happy. And then we also met this other lady who was on oxygen, and she was homebound, and like she said that she had gotten treatments and stuff. And she, after treatments, it's hard for her to, like, get to the store. And, like, that, like, hurt me because she's also older. And, like, I don't know, I just felt really bad. So then God got me out of my comfort zone and told, like, I felt led to pray for her. So I went up to her and I said, do you want me to, like, pray with you, whatever? And she's like, yeah, sure. Every time I'm in the hospital, preachers come up and pray for me, whatever. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to do it now. So I laid my hands on her, and we all started praying or whatever. And then that Friday at the pig roast, I saw she wasn't there, and I figured she probably couldn't get there, like she said. So me, Brandon, and Mike brought two plates of food for her and her husband to her. And she wasn't, like, extremely excited, but that was okay because I knew she was having a bad day. And I believe that, like, it still shows that you care and didn't, like, she doesn't think she's forgotten, so, like. So then that felt really good because I was just happy that God used me and that I was there for a good purpose. What else? Then this lady came up to me, and she's older, like 40s or 50s or something. And okay, I'm sorry. I meant older than me. but she said that she's just like me. She's shy and stuff. And I stood up the other night and had said, like, that I got to pray for the lady and stuff. So that's how she knew, because she's from another group or whatever. So she came up to me and she's like, I haven't gotten to you yet, but I finally got to you because you're not busy finally. And she's like, you actually inspired me because I'm just like you. I'm shy. I don't like praying for other people. I don't even stand up in front of people and tell people things. And, like, to hear that, like, I don't know, it was weird. I was like, it's really not me because, trust me, I'm the same way. And it was just cool that I actually could semi kind of inspire someone. And then there was somebody else. Hang on. Oh, Lily Caiazzo, of course, like, I was so happy to see her. She talked to me a lot through the trip and got me, like, prayed for me a lot and let me vent and stuff. And I got to meet a lot of people, and I came out of my shell more. We were having, like, beat wars and stuff, like, drumming. It was fun. And other than that, I feel like I felt, oh, the main thing. Monday night, I think it was, the day before I did the popsicle ministry, they prayed over me because I was shaking and I was crying. I couldn't, like, it was weird. It just wasn't, I couldn't stop crying. It just was, ugh. And so they started, like, praying for me and stuff because they knew I was going through stuff or whatever. And then that next day, I did the popsicle ministry, even though I wasn't really looking forward to it because I realized I would be working with little people, and I'm always good with little people. And so I wasn't that happy about that, but I realized, obviously, because then I got to pray for the people, I was so happy by the end of it. So I knew God had me where he wanted me to be. And, like, after they prayed for me that night, I felt that something started to lift off me. So it was really cool. And, yeah, that's about it.
Hello, everybody. I'm Zach. How's everybody doing today? All right, okay. So, let me just adjust this real quick. Yeah, so in West Virginia, I have to say,
God definitely helped me with my frustration. Like, I used to get really frustrated when I had to do certain jobs. Like, this one thing I had to do, I had to, like, put my arm like this and paint, like, this really, like, I don't know, it's part of this wall. I put my arm like this, my arm was hurting. And I was, like, really mad. I didn't want to do it. So I tried to get myself, like, out of it any way I could. Like, I would be like, oh, I have to go take care of a hornet's nest or something. I don't know. Like, So then I was praying, and I was just like, God, you know, I probably shouldn't be frustrated. I should be happy. I'm, you know, serving you and everything. And then I realized I stopped getting less, like, more, like, I stopped getting frustrated with all these jobs because I hate doing tedious things, like pulling weeds or something. I just don't like it. Never did. Probably never will, but, yeah, and I just got less, you know, upset when I had to do certain things and just realized I should be happy that I'm helping out these people and serving God. So, yeah, I was completely unprepared to talk. I wasn't really expecting to. So I'm just going to end it like this. Goodbye.
Not as tall as him. So I really don't like to get up and speak, and everybody knows that, but I know if I don't get up and speak, they're all going to yell at me. So, basically, this trip for me, it was different this year. There wasn't a lot of distractions, and it was just, it was good as always. And, you know, God confirmed a lot of things with me that I needed to have confirmed. And throughout the trip, I mean, the first 3 days we stayed at the Storehouse of God, and then we moved to Camp Muffleet, which is like a 4-H camp. And the first day it rained, so we got to spend a lot of time with the family, which was very good, because, you know, the main point of these trips is to build a relationship with them. And the second day it rained, so we didn't really get to work the first couple days. But in the afternoon, on the first couple days, I was separated from our group to go and work on different projects because Mike has or wanted me to do certain things. And I got to talk to certain people that if I wasn't placed in that position, I wouldn't have heard what God wanted me to hear from them. So that was really good. Each night we do highs and lows. And one of my highs for the trip was just seeing the growth in everybody, like what everybody just shared and what you're going to hear as other people come up here to talk. So that was great. This was the first year that I came home with a game plan of what I want to do and how I want to build my relationship with Christ. So that's never happened before. That's never really been in my mind. I've always wanted to, but I've never felt as driven as I do now. And one of the things that on the last day we were talking to Mike Caiazzo, he said, we're all under construction and we have rooms that are not complete. There's two befores laying all over the place, and all we have to do is work through God, and we can finish our house in the Lord, which, you know, there's all these projects that we have going on inside our hearts and our minds that through God we can finish those projects and we can have a nice, beautiful house. That's really all I have to say. If anyone wants to talk to me one-on-one, please do, because I don't like talking up here, so.
Good morning. I'm Destiny. My name's on the shirt. sorry. This was my 8th year going on this trip, and I started when I was 12, and now I'm 19. It's just weird to see how God has been working in my life over the years and how he's just been growing my spirit and my love for him, and it's just been awesome. And this year, normally I go onto the trip, I'm just like, okay, God, like, I need you to work in my heart so I can go back to the world and, you know, be on fire for you. But before the trip, like, things have been happening in my personal life where I'm just, like, able to spend more time with God and just to be in his presence every day. And so going onto the trip, I was like, okay, God, like, I'm on fire for you. This is awesome. And it's awesome just to see, like, what Jason was saying, the growth in everyone. It's just so amazing to see how God has been working in people's lives. Like, even if we're not on the trip, and even though we're not, like, always well, we weren't always unified. Well, we were, and that was like a big thing for us, that we were just one team, and to have Mike and Nicole, their first time leading this, it was just awesome to have two young people that just love God and just to lead us in that. And it was awesome to build a relationship with Sandy and Aubrey, because normally, like, I'm always like, work, 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 like, we have to get the job done. And some of the projects didn't get done, but still, like, just the relationships that we just built with the community and with the people were so awesome. Like, Sandy was brought to tears by then, like, the last day, because she was just so blessed by what we did. And it was just really awesome, and I'm just so happy that God was able to use me in different ways. And, yeah, that's all I really want to share, so.
Different view up here. I'm Jackie. If anybody knows, my calves are designing their shirts this year, and they're so light and they're not as thick as usual, so they're nice and comfortable. Usually they're heavy and hot, but so this is my fourth trip, and every year you just learn and grow in a different way. You meet so many amazing people on this trip, and it's so great to be in a place where everybody believes and, you know, just gives you the spiritual feeling no matter where you are. And just working on our project, just to see these homes and see that these people are so grateful for the little that they have. And we have so much more than them, and we're not even grateful for half of what we have, you know. This woman, Sandy, she's got this heart of gold, and she was just so pleased to have us in her home, even though she was embarrassed of what it looked like. We painted for her. We made her a porch and a deck that she was just so grateful for. She just wanted to sleep out there. That's how grateful she was for it. Just seeing the happy face, and her granddaughter, she was just so pleased to have us there and spending time with us. You know, we were able to give her books and spend time with her and invite her to VBS, and she was just so happy that we were there. For me, spiritually, I was struggling with something that I didn't realize I was struggling for personally before I left for the trip. Wednesday night, we have a service at Mount Calvary, the church there. And they do this very spiritual worship, and I was in tears. And it just brought, you know, I was able to go up there, and this woman, Jennifer, from Ohio, and a pastor from Michigan was able to pray over me, and he anointed me with oil, and it just felt like a renewal, and that God is there, and he is here for me, and whatever I'm struggling with, he's going to just be there for me. And that meant a lot to me, you know, and it's just, spiritually, it's just brought a new to me. So I don't have anything else to say, but thank you.
Oh boy. Hi, I'm Rebecca. I didn't really have anything to plan to say. Kind of losing my voice as well. I just want to say that this trip is such a blessing that, like, if you've never gone on it before, you need to go on it. Like, it totally changes your perspective, and, like, starting this trip, I wasn't really, like, expecting to feel anything from God. I was just like, okay, you know, let's just get away from whatever back here for, like, a week and a half. And, like, by the end of it, I just feel like a totally different person. Like, God has done such a work in each and every single one of us, and it's just so amazing to see that, like, we grow not only as a group, but, like, individually as well. So, yeah.
Just something like a God works in mysterious ways type thing. We went to Walmart. Walmart's, like, 5 minutes up the road from the camp we were staying at, and the van, the windshield wipers, like, busted in half and whatever. And it was raining the whole entire, well, most of the way home, and so we needed it. So we all pile in the van after spending an hour in Walmart to get windshield wipers. Trips in West Virginia are not small trips. You can't plan on 5 minutes. It's always an hour to an hour and a half. Yes, with 10 other people going in every direction, and only three of us had phones. We all piled back in the van, and before I had to bring the van back around to pick everybody up, and I was like, the van door's open. Why was it open and closed shut weird? And I'm like, whatever, I'll unlock it and close it and lock it back up. And then, no, I didn't lock it. And then I pull up, whatever, get everybody in, and then I'm like, I always bring my water bottle. I filled my water bottle, and I'm like, that thing looks strange. What is that? And it's a leg in the van, in the trunk. Why is there a leg? When I called my Chiasso to find out what kind of van we had, because I didn't know what kind of van it was, he came back to Walmart and got in our van and pretended not to be there. He was hiding over everything and popped out and said, oh, where are you guys going? But it's just cool because God made us go to Walmart so he can see us one last time before we left him, but that's why.
Hi, I'm Jared. I don't talk a lot. You guys probably know that. I'm a very shy person. This trip. I don't know. The trip, like, I don't know what to say. I didn't know what to expect when I went on the trip. I literally went on the trip to get away from my family because I have a very large one. I just wanted to get away from them for a little bit, so I thought this was... I thought this would be a way for me to get away. But I wasn't expecting anything. I was gonna go, and I thought I would enjoy myself. I did, obviously. one of the key things I found was our group stood out out of the others. Since our group was the smallest groups, ours was more close knit compared to the other ones, because other groups had 40 people. And they weren't very, they weren't, like us. We were different. We were more in it. If I don't know if that explains it. you could see that we were a family. We were there together, and we were, it was, I don't know. I think you guys know what I mean. Yeah. I really like this because, I'm glad I'm with this church and with our youth group, and I'm glad that we had Nicole and Mike to lead us and take us. It was different instead of Mike, and I know we all miss Mike. And I was happy most of the trip. And you can ask anyone on the team. I'm a very honest person. I'm brutally honest sometimes. I get on people's nerves a lot. Yeah. Well, this trip showed me I don't know, I shouldn't be that way. I can, change and everything. And it was mostly Willie who showed me that. He showed me that my ways are wrong. I'm thankful for Willie and Nicole and Mike and the entire team.
because I had the privilege to give the evening message on Sunday. It was about choose the, what our church is about. Choose this day who we shall serve. And like I prayed for power and God's peace and all that stuff. But when it was over, you could just tell God wanted to move with his people. He wanted to. And for this, like, really, second time in my life, I ever felt God's heart for his people. And it really almost brought me to tears because they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear what he wanted to say to them. And God really pressed on me the importance of praying for the people. And that's what he wants to do with each one of our hearts. He doesn't want to just let us go to church and hear a message to me and be challenged or being in, like, just hear the message. He wants us to be changed because that's what he's in. He's in the business of redeeming us and changing us to be more like Jesus. And throughout the weekend, each we hear it here. Jared doesn't talk to nobody. The God who spoke is just a testimony to God's glory. It's amazing. And I just want to encourage you guys that each time we come here, we're not just coming here to hear a message or to sing songs. We're coming here to meet with God. And he wants to change us, each one of us. And let him do that. And if that means sitting alone after church and not run down so quick to go get bagel and coffee, do that. Spend time with God. He's worth it. And he wants to help every one of you. Because he knows where you're at, wherever that may be. And just let him help you, because he will. Mm-hmm. But you have to be willing. Mm-hmm. And you just have to surrender to him.
Thank you, guys. Great job. The reason why Willie doesn't have a shirt on like everyone else is because he lost his luggage is somewhere between here and Michigan or something, right? Hopefully it'll show up and it'll be returned. We don't know where it is, but thank you so much, guys, for sharing with us this morning, and thank the rest of you guys as well for being here. So let's just stand. I just want to close in prayer. There is coffee and bagels downstairs, so let's pray. Lord, we just want to thank you for this time together. What a blessing, Lord, to hear from those who went on this trip, Lord. We thank you for using them. Thank you for working through them to bless others. We thank you, Lord, for working in their own hearts. We thank you for keeping them safe in all of their traveling and all of their doings. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share with them this morning as part of the family, like Jared said, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we go. I pray, Lord, that you'd give us a good week and we would serve you this week and spend time with you this week and let you work in us and through us this week, Lord. Bless your people, I pray. Bless each one that is here, each family that's represented. In Jesus, we pray these things in your name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.